Let us connect an output from this oscillator directly to the studio mixer, to which my microphone is also connected. We're listening to a sine wave, S-I-N-E, so-called because its pattern follows the sine function, familiar to us from trigonometry. The oscillator also has outputs for three other waveforms, sawtooth, triangular, and pulse. This is what an oscillator does. Produces voltages, oscillating positive and negative, plus and minus, in a certain pattern or wave shape or waveform. As you can hear, each pattern, while it may be at the same frequency or pitch, and at the same amplitude or loudness, has a different sound which we may define as timbre or tone color. As you can hear, each pattern, while it may be at the same frequency or pitch, and at the same amplitude or loudness, has a different sound which we may define as timbre or tone color. The wave shape itself specifies the presence of overtones in a sound. Let's listen again. Note that both the sawtooth and pulse waves sound somehow brighter. It's because their sonic component consists of a fundamental and harmonic overtones. It is the presence and the dynamic pattern of these overtones which characterizes timbre or tone color, which enables us to distinguish between a violin, say, and a muted trumpet on the same pitch, or between the sound of one person's voice and another's, even on the telephone. We will return to this important characteristic of tone color a bit later.